It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
You know how it works. If you have a problem and you need our advice, email us. We will give you our advice as long as you make an awkward phone call in exchange. Michelle is on the phone today, and she needs to call her friend Kelly and come clean about a lie. She was supposed to take her friend to the airport, but didn't show up. Her friend missed her flight and missed a job interview that she was flying in for. Oof. Michelle told her friend that she missed it because her grandma died. Her grandma didn't die. Michelle missed the flight because she was out partying, hooked up with a dude, woke up in his bed to a bunch of missed calls and text messages from her friend. I was like, oh, crap. I didn't take her to the airport. So now she needs to call her friend and tell her the truth. Michelle, are you ready to make your Awkward Tuesday phone call?
I'm ready.
And Michelle, you know what? I want to do something for you that I've never done, and I'm going to help you out a lot here. I'm going to call as your dead grandma's husband.
No.
Your grandpa.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I'm just... I miss my wife so much. Thank you very much for being understanding about Michelle not being able to take you to the airport. I'll do whatever you got to do. I'll come over dressed up as him, anything to help your lie out. What do you think about that?
I don't think that's a great idea.
No? Okay.
Thank God.
Okay, well, I'm going to dial the phone number right now and let you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Okay.
And
okay.
Don't lie anymore. Just be honest. I mean, if my best friend said, listen, this is what really happened. I need your forgiveness. I would eventually get there, especially if the guy you hooked up with was really, really hot.
He was.
Okay. I mean, it's got to be worth your time, right?
Okay. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, Kelly?
Michelle?
Hey, girl. How are you?
I'm doing okay, but how are you doing with everything?
I'm okay. You know, I'm really sorry again about not being able to take you to the airport and, you know, you're missing a job interview. I feel really, really badly about that.
Do not feel bad at all. I mean, your grandmother passed away. Like, that takes precedence over everything.
So... yeah, about that, there's something I do have to tell you.
Okay.
I don't want you to be mad when I tell you this. I mean, you're a really good friend. I really, really love you. I really value our friendship, and I just don't want you to be upset.
Okay, just what? What? Just tell me.
Okay, so my grandma's actually still alive. She's not dead.
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I wasn't being honest with you.
Is she, like, sick? Or what's happening?
No, she's fine.
Okay, I'm so confused. What the hell is going on?
Well... I told you I couldn't take you to the airport because my grandma died, but actually something else happened, and I really freaked out.
What happened?
Okay.
Michelle?
I went out the night before and got really, really wasted and went home with some guy. I'm sorry. I panicked.
Are you kidding?
I didn't mean to. I slipped through the whole thing. Like, I'm so sorry. It was a mistake. I didn't mean to.
You told me that your grandma died and you got drunk and hooked up with a guy and slept through taking me to the airport. And because of that, I missed my job interview. Are you kidding?
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. I really didn't mean to. Like, I'm really sorry. I just panicked. I didn't mean to lie or anything.
You know what? I can't believe that you would do that to me. I can't believe that.
I only meant to go for like 1 or 2 hours, but then the next thing I know, this guy came up to me and he was just really, really hot. We started talking. I had a lot of Fireball that night, and then I just decided to stay a little bit longer, and I just forgot to plug in my phone. I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't mean for any of this to happen. I really didn't.
Unbelievable.
I'm really sorry.
Wow. I guess I shouldn't be surprised.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, it was a Thursday night. Like, where else would you be, you know? You were at a bar hooking up with random guys. That's what you do.
That's unfair. I get that you're mad and everything like that, but, like, are you kidding me? I don't hook up with random guys every night of the week.
Well, I mean, it's a problem if it's, like, affecting your friendships and, you know, your responsibilities.
I'll admit I like to go out, I like to have fun, but I think it's, like, really mean for you to, like, bring up all of that stuff about me.
What's really mean is saying that grandma died when she didn't. That's really mean.
I panicked. I didn't know what else to say. I knew that if I would have just, like, said that I made a mistake, you would be really angry at me.
Well, yeah, and now you're saying it later, and now I'm twice as angry as I would have been in the beginning. So that was
the dumb. I try to do this nice thing and come clean to you because you're a really good friend of mine, and I made a mistake. I'm sorry, I'm a human being. I didn't mean to do anything bad. And then you're just making me feel like shit for it.
Great. Well, you know what? I didn't get a job interview, but you got laid, so congratulations.
Awkward.
What is that?
Hey, Kelly, how you doing?
Who are you?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. Nice to meet you.
Michelle, what the hell is going on?
I didn't know how else to talk to you about this because I knew you were going to be upset, so I called them for advice to help.
Well, obviously they didn't help very much.
That is true.
That's a good point.
We didn't help at all. Kelly, Michelle feels really bad.
Yeah.
One, that she made up a lie about her grandma dying and for not taking you to the airport and you missing your job interview. I don't know if she feels bad about hooking up with that guy. Who knows? I wasn't there.
Well, she should feel bad. She ruined my job interview. And
Kelly, I'm really sorry about everything I did, but you said, like, really mean stuff about me just a little while ago. Like, what the hell? Like, I'm going to...
I know. I took it a little too far, okay, but I was mad. I mean, you do go out a lot, but I definitely took it too far.
Yeah, you did. But I'm still really sorry about your job.
To be honest, I didn't really even want the job, but I did want to use it for leverage at my current job to try to get more money.
Yeah.
So she didn't screw you out of a job necessarily. She screwed you out of a raise.
Yeah. And you know what? It was a good opportunity. Like, you know, she was totally irresponsible. Like, that's really crappy of her.
I totally get that. But does she have a history of this in your friendship? Because it sounds like she really is remorseful. And we've all made some really dumb mistakes.
Yeah. This is the first time I've ever done anything like this.
I don't know if that's necessarily true.
So Michelle's not the most dependable friend.
Sometimes, like, she's dependable if I want to go, like, grab a friend to go to the bar and take shots with. Yeah.
Like, she's there on time.
Well, Kelly, you need those kind of friends in your life.
Yeah.
Just don't ask those kind of friends to give you a ride to the airport.
I guess that's the lesson learned, guys.
Yeah, you should have known I wouldn't be able to take care of that.
I have a feeling that you've probably missed a lot of flights yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go, Kelly. I mean, ultimately, if you didn't want the job, don't lose a friendship over it. Just know that Michelle is your flaky friend who you can't ask to take you places.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess you're right. Like, I should have known not to ask her, but she'll be my drinking buddy from now on and not my reliable ride to the airport anymore.
Well, so you're not mad at me?
I'm still a little mad, but we're still friends. I just know that I can't count on you, so we're good.
It's a great friendship.
Do you want to go drinking tonight?
No.
You can count on me for that.